Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC. They're the folks who are responsible for the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, where they poll hundreds of business managers out there who are running businesses just like yours and mine. Ask them what's going on and put it into a report, the answers into a report, and we're the happy beneficiaries of that every month. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
A pleasure to be back, Jim.
Always a pleasure. I'm glad you're here, Sam. You know I love you, but today, you know, I love you, but I don't love your report so much today.
All right, don't shoot the messenger here.
I'm not going to, but I tell you, this it's not. I'm not going to say it's ugly, but it sure ain't pretty.
That's correct. You know, we have to call it like it is, and by doing a monthly survey, we can see a change in the trends earlier than quarterly surveys and many other reports. So we're here. It appears to us as though we have just. We are in the midst of and have just begun a downtick, not negative, but certainly a slowing of the what was already pretty slow growth. But we see a distinct further slowing based on our survey of people around the country and in a broad variety of industries who look out and say, how was it in the past 30 days and what's it look like in the next 60? So this is here, near, and now. And things do not look good in the very near future.
Well, the I heard a guy this week, very, very well respected guy with a pretty darn good track record, say that 2012 will be the year that we go back into another recession.
I hope that's not the case. It could be. You know, last year we had an uptick in 2011. Our survey indicated, and subsequently was backed up by other statistics and other reports on the economy, that from about September until January of January this year, then we were in an upswing and gathering some momentum. I'm sorry, that was in 2010 coming into mm-hmm. 2011. Now, mm-hmm. here we are. And then the second half of 2011, it went back down, and people mm-hmm. were concerned about the double dip. And what happened at the end of last summer, the economy turned and it started back up again, but now we see it turning back
down.
Well,
this person wasn't saying that it was going to be another great recession. His point was just that we would technically dip into a negative GDP for a couple of quarters. And yeah. but nothing, you know, nothing catastrophic, just not maintaining any kind of momentum, upward momentum. And if I had to, you know, based on what he said and based on looking at your arrows in your report today, yeah. they sort of support his comments.
Well, it could happen. We look out 60 days and we'll update this in a month. One of the things that people have been concerned about is rising fuel costs and what the effect of that is going to be on business overall and the economy and so on. And those have started coming down just this week in a fairly mm-hmm. dramatic way. All commodities yeah. are coming down. That's an indication of economic weakness. That's the bad news. The good news is that some of the pressure that had been coming in creating concerns about the future is getting some relief by the downward trend in gas prices just this week.
Well, I'll tell you, though, Sam, we polled our audience a week ago about the impact of inflation. Mm-hmm. And my column that's coming up this week is going to be about that. But I will tell you this, Sam, 95% of our respondents, and it was split 50-50, that 95% was split 50-50 between we are having some difficulty with inflation and not being able to raise prices, and the other half said we are having extreme difficulty with inflation, with our costs going up but not being able to raise prices. 95% were having difficulty with that. That does not cause a small business to want to be able to expand and to be confident about what's going on.
No, there is a waning of confidence, and that is reflected in our report in several ways, including capital expenditure commitments and also the availability of borrowing capital.
Which we're going to get into in just a little bit. We're going to talk about some of the details of Sam's report right after these messages. 39 after the hour, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Sam Norwood is our guest. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.